The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM Newsroom in Richmond, I'm Kim Strother. D.C. officials are finalizing steps to keep a sports arena in Washington. VPM News' Jad Khalil reports it ends prospects of it coming to Virginia.
Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin has been championing the project since December. It would have had the state finance and entertainment district centered around moving the Washington Wizards and Capitals to Alexandria. He said it was a great deal that would have brought $12 billion in economic impact and tens of thousands of jobs to Virginia. But on Wednesday, Alexandria Mayor Justin Wilson said they were pulling out of the deal. Already, the legislative avenues for bringing the teams to Virginia had closed one by one. The Senate killed the proposal, not once, but twice, and then it didn't make it into the state budget as an amendment. In a response to Alexandria's statement, Youngkin blamed, quote, the personal and political agendas for sinking the deal. He congratulated Monumental, the company that owns the two teams, but said he was sorry they wouldn't be in Virginia. The arena deal has been a big part of budget negotiations in Virginia. Now it's off the table as a bargaining chip for both Republicans and Democrats. Jad Khalil, VPM News.
Virginia elected officials are taking their budget fight to the public. VPM News reporter Jad Khalil attended one of the Democrats' stops in Northern Virginia during a statewide tour.
A George Mason University student is showing Delegate Luke Torian a 3D printer.
You know what's going on down here?
He represents Prince William County and is the House of Delegates' top budget negotiator. Torian and other Democrat lawmakers proposed putting over $1 billion more into education than what Governor Glenn Youngkin proposed. State colleges like George Mason will get at least $77 million more in financial aid.
We want our students to know how much we value them, exactly. And we're making an investment in them through this budget.
On Youngkin's own tour, he's highlighting tax increases that pay for the Democrats' proposals and says Virginians should decide what to do with their own money.
The other side has a vision for Virginia that candidly is based on taxing you more, as much as you can take before you move away.
Youngkin will make changes to the budget and send it back to lawmakers before they consider the amendments on April 17th. If a budget agreement isn't reached by July 1st, there could be a state government shutdown. Jad Khalil, VPM News.
LeVar Stoney presented his final budget proposal as mayor of Richmond Wednesday. VPM News reporter Patrick Larson has more.
Stoney's speech started with a bang.
President, one more time. Uh-oh, dropping the mic already.
Although the overall proposed budget is smaller than last year, city officials say their focus has shifted to supporting the municipal workforce. Collective bargaining began in the city last year, resulting in new contracts for public safety, administrative, and technical city employees. Stoney says his budget sets aside $17 million to secure raises for union and non-union workers and to hike the minimum wage to $20 an hour for city employees.
As a city, we have to be competitive.
The budget includes $2 million for pay increases targeted at salaries that are currently below the regional average. Stoney also highlighted an extension of parental leave from 4 to 8 weeks and a new health clinic program for employees. City Council has until the end of May to suggest changes to the budget before a final vote. Patrick Larson, VPM News.
The February median home sales price rose almost 4% in Virginia compared to the same time in 2023. New listings and sales also increased last month, according to a report from Virginia Realtors. The trade group says there were more homes listed last month when compared to the previous year, and the highest number of new listings since 2021, about 16,000, was recorded last month. Residents in Norfolk and Newport News have long complained about the health effects of coal dust from nearby rail terminals. They say the state hasn't taken enough action. So, local advocacy groups are taking steps to remedy the problem themselves. WHRO's Catherine Hafner reports.
When Malcolm Jones hung out in the Lamberts Point neighborhood as a kid, he noticed what appeared like an ever-present sheen of dirt or dust covering everything in sight. Now that he's grown up, he knows what it is, coal dust from the nearby export terminal.
The coal dust is very visible on cars, on doors, on houses.
Coal is brought in by train to the massive Norfolk Southern terminal that borders the neighborhood. There, it's loaded onto ships headed around the world. In the meantime, it sits in open, uncovered rail cars. Jones says that allows the dust to spread.
There's times of the day where you can see clouds of dust, especially when they're dropping the load off of the train.
Coal dust is full of toxic metals that are dangerous to people's health and can cause asthma or heart disease. In Lambert's Point, there's not a lot of official data showing these health effects, but residents say it's clear from their own experiences. Jones says when people move away, they notice a big difference.
They had lived in the area for 20, 30 years and had asthma problems the whole time they were here. They left the area and improvement happened.
The Environmental Protection Agency recently reiterated how dangerous air pollution is from small particles like coal dust. Christina Fernandez is with the EPA's Mid-Atlantic region.
It's the cause of a lot of premature deaths, hospitalizations, and impacts vulnerable communities like children and elderly.
The agency just announced tighter regulations of this pollution, but the new rules likely won't affect Lambert's Point. Because the Norfolk Southern Terminal was built before modern air regulations, it's not subject to them. The other larger issue is that regulators have limited data about air pollution in Virginia. There are just 17 federal monitors across the whole state. According to those monitors, Virginia already meets the new standards. But critics say that could miss whole swaths of the state, including potential air pollution hotspots like Southeast Newport News. Attorney Aaron Isherwood with the Sierra Club says Hampton Roads can't keep waiting for more data.
I think we all know that there's a problem there, and the community has been waiting a long time for some action.
The first step is getting more local monitoring. The EPA knows it's needed. The agency gave Virginia a grant several years ago to set up air monitors in Norfolk and Newport News. Those haven't yet been installed. In the meantime, the state's giving some in the community their own less powerful air sensors to keep an eye on air quality in their backyards. One of those sensors is at Pray First Mission Ministries in Southeast Newport News. Pastor Nathaniel Kurtz points out the small device attached to a shed behind the church. It's made by a company called Purple Air.
And right here is the Purple Air sensor.
Kurt says the new monitoring is a good first step, but he's still skeptical the state will take meaningful action. He's part of a group called Coal Dust Kills that's now pushing for a new local ordinance in Newport News. They want the city to regulate coal dust as a public nuisance and require physical protections that have been used elsewhere. That could include tall wind fences to curb dust or a dome covering the giant coal piles. State officials say it's premature to consider those strategies until they analyze the data. But Kurt says there's too much at stake to wait.
Time isn't on our side when it comes to health and environmental justice, because the longer that we wait, there's one more toddler that's breathing coal dust ash into their lungs.
In the meantime, his church is planning to open a daycare. He hopes their new air sensor can at least help determine when it's safe for the kids to play outside.
That was Katherine Hafner from partner station WHRO News. The Virginia Department of Health is concerned over an uptick in Mpox cases, formerly known as monkeypox. Since January, the agency has identified a dozen people who've contracted the virus. That's the same number of cases for all of 2023. Symptoms include fever, chills, and a rash. A two-dose medicine is available. Anyone can get Mpox, but most recently infected people have been men who have sex with men. Health officials are urging gay or bisexual men and non-binary people who have had a recent exposure, a weakened immune system, or a recent STD to get vaccinated. The Rockingham County School Board recently changed legal representation, according to the Daily News Record. But the board's new attorney, Daniel Rose, represents a group of teachers suing Harrisonburg Public Schools over its approval of the state's trans model policies. Harrisonburg and Rockingham schools jointly run the Massanutten Technical Center, so Rose is potentially involved in the cross-district collaboration and engaged in legal action against city schools. The Tech Center board will meet April 1st to discuss the situation. This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
Some of these stories may have changed since the newscast was recorded. You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
VPM.
I'm Speech Thomas from the hip-hop crew Arrested Development. On the new VPM podcast, Track Change, I take you behind the walls of Richmond City Jail, where I help four men record an album and hear how they're trying to break free from a cycle of addiction and incarceration.
Been so long since I've been free.
Subscribe to Track Change in your podcast app.